It's Love Him or List Him time. And this one, I think some people might be a fan of. Others, not so much.
Others will immediately go, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. What you're doing right here, that's dumb.
You're asking for trouble. Well, Dana, tell everybody what you're trying to do at home, and we'll get you some advice on Love Him or List Him. What's your deal?
You know, I've been watching this show. You might have heard of it or watch it. I don't know. Seeking Sister Wife on TLC.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure Des has. She watches all that weird TV.
Oh, I have seen it many, many times, sister.
I started to watch it, you know, I thought at first this is just insane. I mean, it's ridiculous in concept.
Well, can you explain what the show is? Because I'm not 100% sure what it is. Can you tell us, Des, just explain it real
quick. Okay, so there's a bunch of different kind of Sister Wives TV shows, but this specific one, oh my God, I'm such a geek. It's a couple that have two kids, and they are looking for a wife to join them.
Oh, like a polygamy thing?
Yes, but it's not. This is why this one maybe, I mean, Dana, you probably agree. This is why this one's so interesting, because it's not a religious thing. They just want it for their family, right?
That is exactly right. Because, you know, I kind of assumed forever that it was all centered around religion. And then in this case, it's not. And so that really got me thinking about my relationship and like if I could benefit from having a sister wife. And I just feel like even thinking about that or entertaining that idea, like, you know, people are going to judge me.
Is this a romantic, intimate thing where you want another woman? Is this because you're bisexual, or where is this coming from?
I don't think so. I mean, it's really more of like having some help around here. Like, I'm just an average mom. Like, I've got two beautiful kids, a great husband. I love my husband. And I'm just starting to feel like there is something missing. And I could not put my finger on it. But when I was watching the show, I realized, like, I just am looking for a little bit more companionship, you know?
You know what's funny? I always make the joke, oh, I need a wife.
You
like,
do.
I do. And I do a little bit see what you're saying, because it's nothing that's sexual with the women, but she'll be getting it on with your husband.
I mean, I did think about that, you know, and it just seems like I can get some sort of friendship and kind of a best friend maybe, and like my husband gets another wife. I just love the idea of our family growing a little bit, and I can't have any more kids, you know, so maybe she can.
Oh, with your husband?
Well, yeah.
Oh my God, so wait, he's gonna walk around and be like, this is my wife and this is my wife, and I have one kid with her and I have two kids with her.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I just am done having kids. Like, I don't want to be pregnant again. I'm not going to be pregnant again. And if that is something that my husband really wanted and hasn't been able to tell me, or, you know, just assumes that we're not having any more kids, maybe this is something that could excite him. And if he, you know, I just think having the option.
So you haven't brought this up to your husband at all yet. You're just calling to see what people think about this. Is this a good idea? Should I test the waters with him?
Yeah, I haven't told him anything at all.
Well, I imagine the hero of a husband you have would probably be like, you know what, if this is what you want, if this is truly what you want, then I'll do it for you, babe.
Yes, it sounds like a good idea for a man to be like, of course I want another wife. But that's another, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, like, to go on in life. Seems like one wife would be enough.
Basically, I'm just telling him that he can have a second woman in his life with all of the perks. Like, I really am not putting down too many rules about it. You know, what's not for him to love?
Well, it's great, but you got to think about yourself. You and him are husband and wife. So what's going to happen on a Tuesday when he comes down and goes, I choose her tonight. Come on.
It is something that I have thought about a little bit lately, and I just don't think I'd be that upset. I mean, I'd love having alone time.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so weird. I've watched this show and others like it many times, and never once have I thought that I want that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, with this specific show, I can kind of see how you're thinking that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe I'll get some of my old hobbies back. I mean, my kids are getting a little older, and I don't need to be watching them every second. You know, they can sort of keep each other company, and God, it would just be great.
You don't think you'd be jealous?
You know, no. You know, I think seeing him be happy and excited might, you know, just fill me with a sort of joy. And
yeah, but what if he's a little too excited with your sister wife and he goes, you know what? Things are better with her. I'm going to divorce you and be with her now.
Well, you know, I mean, I would help pick her. And I think the whole point is that he wouldn't even need to get a divorce, and divorce costs a lot of money. I mean, if we've got a third income, we don't need to do any of that.
Okay, but are you going to start saving for her retirement? Or is she going to be added to your health insurance? I mean, there's so many things to think about. Does she have to get a job, or is she just kind of hanging out at home? Does she move in with you full time?
Well, I mean, I know that I'd like her to have a job, and that is certainly part of what I thought about. But it would be something that we'd have to cross that bridge when we get to it. I mean, I think the point is that she's willing to pull her weight around the house, job or not.
Wow, this sounds exhausting.
Let's find out what listeners have to say about this. Are you a fan of this? Do we love this idea? Would you consider doing it yourself? Or are there just a million red flags? So many things to consider. List, list, list. Would you tell your husband? Here's some of the texts we're getting. No, get a manny, a maid or a nanny. Get an au pair, some people are saying. For love or list them, she is stupid. List it. She's freaking nuts. She be crazy. Oh my God, this lady's crazy. I'm single, and on dating sites, there are a lot of non-monogamous couples out there.
Wow.
Sometimes it's purely about the unicorn, but there are plenty of people looking for something long-term. More normal than you guys might think. For gross list.
for sick.
For gross. That is so my mother for gross. For gross. Let's start with Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hi. So I love this idea.
Oh, no, you're kidding me. Really?
No, I mean, you heard about thruples. I like the term sister wife even better, though. I mean, especially if you have, you know, a relationship with a companion, for that woman that I need in my life to vent to be with, you know, somebody to snuggle with maybe at night when the husband's making you so mad, or when the husband's making you so mad and for the other one to go calm him down and to help with that, to help with the financial burden, to help with chores, you know. It's no different than thruples.
What is that? You say that word. I don't know what that is. Thruples?
Three people in a relationship. You know, whether it's two men and a woman or two women and a man.
Yeah, three and a couple.
Three couples. Got it. Okay.
I just think it's hilarious that I didn't even think about that. The guy could have two wives, and both of them are so upset with him, they're cuddling upstairs while he's downstairs going, I have two wives and I still don't get any love.
Yeah. So have you considered seeking out someone, or is this just like, in theory, I like the idea?
You know, I've mentioned it to my husband before in the past to have another person in our relationship just to help with the financial burden, to help with the emotional comfort, to help with unicorn comfort. We flirted with the idea, but, you know, and we've talked about thruples. Whether it's long-term or short-term maybe depends on that relationship.
And? What did he say?
He's okay with the idea, but we haven't gone any further. We have a four-year-old, and having to explain that to a four-year-old would be hard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's kind of where we're at the standstill. We don't know how to say, well, honey, no, she's just a friend that, you know, sometimes sleeps in daddy's room. Or, you know, and we don't want to introduce that to her, and that's where we drew the line. Because of the four-year-old, you know.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of people texting us saying that's the number one reason to not do this. Imagine what it would do to the kids, how it would make them feel, how they might get bullied at school. Like, that's mom, and then you're mommy,
and then you're super mommy, yeah. And yeah, it's a lot. I just love that the guy. I guess I'm okay with it if you want to really, you know, delve into that.
Thanks for sharing, Marie, and being honest. We appreciate that. We got to move on to Ashley. You love this idea because you kind of live it?
I'm not really a love or a list, exactly, because I approve of the idea, but there's so much work that goes into polyamorous relationships, which is kind of what it sounds like she's considering.
Yeah. You do this currently?
I do, yes.
Okay, so what part do you play in this? Are you the third, or are you married, or what?
I have a fiance and I have a boyfriend.
You do? And the three of you live together?
No, we don't.
Oh, so you go and see him?
We joke that they share custody of me. Oh.
So you go between?
Yes.
Really? Yep. Do you have kids?
I do.
How old?
14 and 11.
What do they say about it? Do they know?
They do, actually. We had this conversation not that long ago. I kind of consult them out in regards to what their thoughts were on it. And one of the biggest things I have tried to teach my kids in life is to be who you are and know who you are and be okay with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, does your family know, and have you explained this to your mom and dad?
I have. My mom thought I had a brain tumor.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine that'd be a hard conversation to have.
It was. I also came out at the same time as bye to her, so that was
oh boy,
quite an interesting conversation. But she understands it. They know that I'm really happy, and it works really well.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, if your kids are cool, your husband's cool, I mean, who's to judge? So thank you for sharing your story, Ashley.
No problem.
Appreciate it. You know, this show would not be as interesting if people didn't call in and share their story, because there are people who live far more fascinating lives than any of us.
Oh, my God. I hear some of these stories, and I'm like, wow, I do need to get out there more.
Well, maybe not that far.
Not that far out there.
We're just trying to get you out your front door.
That's the beginning. Yeah. That's my start.
Paula, what do you say to this idea? Do you love it or list it?
I'm kind of like in the middle. So personally, I don't want it for myself because I'm very selfish of my husband. I don't want to share him. But at the same time, you know, there are other cup of teas for other people. Mm-hmm. My main thing is, you know, as long as they don't harm other people, it's within their family, they're taking care of their family, they're happy, you know, just let them be. There's no need for me to, like, ram my own beliefs down other people's throat just because, you know, whatever.
Sure, so, no, we get it. Okay, so you're supporting her if that's what she wants to do. And that was the question, do I bring this up to my husband, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a yes from a lot of people.
I can't believe it. Somebody just texted in, this is so blanked up.
Yeah. Monogamy is dying and cheating is becoming okay. But it's not cheating. See, that's the difference. I think that's where people get hung up on this. If everyone's in on it.
Yeah. If she's coming to the table with the idea and then the husband has to say yes or no and he agrees, well, how is that cheating? You're all in on it.
Someone said, what the heck are unicorn needs? It's always good every once in a while to explain that for new listeners to the show. It's our way of talking about something.
Yeah, you know.
It's a euphemism, so it works. It auto-corrected on someone's phone once, and we're like, yeah, unicorn, let's call it that.
Let's go with that, and it's worked ever since.
Oh my God, this is the weirdest thing I have ever heard. I agree. It's a little strange, and we've heard a lot.
It's uncomfortable.
Non-monogamous is becoming more mainstream. I love this. So from the text alone, it's definitely a bring it up to your husband and let him tell you what he wants to do, if he's game or not. And then the interview process begins. Imagine sitting down and being like, okay, see, we're cool. We're going to do this. We're going to get a third. Okay. A sister wife. Awesome. So where do we go? Is there a website for that? Is there an app? How do you find someone who's willing to do that?
I have no idea, but I have no problem thinking that guy is going to go, sure.
Really?
When do we start?
Jenny, you did this exact thing, huh?
Yes, I did.
So you have a sister wife?
I had a sister wife. Yeah, we did it for 4 years. At the beginning, it was going great. Everything worked out. I had my days that I was with my wife, and then she had her days that she was with her. It didn't work out. And what's funny is that we got our wives from Mexico. So we had to, like, you know, travel all the time with them. And we basically we helped them get papers. And so they came here. And all of a sudden, like, it was just a disaster. She left me for her. And the kids, we had 4 kids. And all the kids, it was traumatized because now I just have my own daughter with me, and then the rest of the kids are all spread around, and they cry. They call us all the time. They want to be together with all.
Where are they?
And they're all scattered. They're here in Minnesota, but they're scattered, and we basically hurt the kids most, you know?
Oh.
So I think it's a terrible idea. At first, you think it's good, but you forget about. You're kind of selfish because you think it's about you, because you want the help, you know, or you think it's a great idea because your wife is going to be happy. Who wouldn't want another person in their life? And sometimes I'm going to be honest, the sex relationship was great, you know, like it was that was perfect. but we forget about the children. So when there's children involved, that hurts them. Like, my daughter has to go to psychiatry. She had to go through all this stuff because it's like, it's therapy. You know,
oh,
they had to go.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny.
And she left you? Good Lord.
Yeah, she left me for her. So now, like, I'm divorced. Like, that's what we're fighting, because I'm not even still divorced. We're still fighting and getting the divorce, and but she left me.
Wow. Okay, so we hear at one end of the spectrum, ooh, this is great, we're all about it. Now it's the been there, done that, don't do it. So very interesting, Jenny. Thank you for sharing. I cannot believe that so many people have done or are doing this. We thought this was like a diamond in the rough. There's no way anyone's going to be living like Dana.
Right. I did not expect to talk to most of the people who are doing it.
Hold on. I'm getting a note from Rudy. I've got to go to Jessica right now. Jessica, what's your take on Love Them or List Them?
Yeah, I guess I would say List Them, because I just don't understand how so many people are saying that this is a good thing. This isn't a good thing.
And why is that? Is this coming from a place of research? Have you done this? Where are you basing this from?
I suppose coming from a place of research. I guess I've listened to, like, these philosophy shows and stuff. Like, I guess I'll throw his name out, Stefan Molyneux, who would, like, have those kind of relationships on, you know, his show. And then it's just, there's a lot of things that they're saying that are not coming to light.
Okay.
You know, and it's like somebody calls and they're like, oh, it's very selfish to, you know, just keep my husband. It's like, no, it's not. The relationship is built on trust.
Selfish to be committed to someone? Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. Here's some other text. There's a website for it. It's called Ashley Madison. Isn't that the...
I thought that was the cheating website.
I know. Nope. See, we just don't know enough.
I don't know enough and... Yeah, wow, okay.
But the big question is, will the third person enjoy butter on their Pop-Tarts? I would hope that would be the first question you ask them before we bring you into our marriage. Do you enjoy butter on a Pop-Tart?
You know what you do. Blindfold them. Freaking good. Yeah, you just blindfold them, give them a bite of it, and if they're like, oh, gross, next.
Oh, man. All right, well, thank you for all of the calls. Jeez. I cannot wait to hear what Dana ends up doing with this. We will follow up on that for sure.